the Jewish homes, they didn't sit at tables and chairs. They would recline and eat their food. And they would come walking with sandals like we do in India, with dirty feet, entering a house that'd be a slave in rich homes with a bucket of water to wash the feet as we took off our sandals. So in that Last Supper, since Jesus did not want any outsiders, the man who gave them a room kept the bucket of water and the towel, but no slave. I mean, he'd have gladly kept a slave as well, but Jesus said, we don't want any outsiders, because it was a private meeting with his disciples. Breaking of bread is always a private meeting with the disciples, even today. Most churches don't understand that, but that is that's the way Jesus did it. But now all these disciples have come with dirty feet. They're all sitting around thinking, who's going to wash feet? Nobody here to wash the feet. Look around, who's going to serve me? Everybody's big man. And Jesus says, I suppose I'm the only one who's a slave here, so I'll wash their feet. He considered others as more important than himself. That's where we see it. On his last day on earth, he considered others as more important than himself. Not only that, we read here in Luke chapter 22. See, let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus. This is how he was born in a cowshed. Because he wanted to be lower than everybody else on earth. And he washed his disciples' feet on his last day of his life on earth to show, listen, fellas, I'm lower than all of you. In a world where everybody's trying to show that I'm bigger and better than you, I'm smarter than you, I'm prettier than you, I'm handsomer than you. And in a Christendom where preachers try to show that I'm better than you, my church is better than yours, my church is bigger than yours, and all this rubbish, you find Jesus coming with another spirit and saying, you guys are more important than me. Luke 22. On the last day of his life on earth, he had taught his disciples for 3.5 years. He had even picked up a child and said to them, the greatest in God's kingdom is the one who humbles himself like this little child. In spite of all that teaching, Luke 22:24, it says, on the last day, there was a dispute among them as to who will be the greatest. Imagine, they know that Jesus is going to die. He just said that. This is my body, verse 19, broken for you. This is my cup, verse 20, my blood, which is going to be poured out, the hand of one who is betraying me, verse 21, is on the table. The Son of Man is going to go, as is determined. What? Imagine sitting there with Jesus saying, I'm going to die soon. And he's discussing, okay, who's going to take over the leadership? This lust for leadership, to be an elder, it has come down through 2,000 years. I see it everywhere. I've seen it in our CFC churches. Brothers who want prominence, who want to stand in the pulpit and who are proud that they stand in the pulpit and are seen and recognized and known. It's the same spirit. Who is the greatest here? Who's the one who's admired the most? Who's the one who's recognized? For whatever. It may not be the pulpit. It may be for some other ministry or whatever it is. Such people need to either be born again properly, or they are born again to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Everything changed when these people were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. I wish we would take some of these things as a sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Great controversy in Christendom. Is speaking in tongues the sign of being filled with the Spirit? I say no. Being filled with the Spirit means you'll never want to be great in the eyes of others anymore. You'll take the lowest place. That's a sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit, because it's the Spirit of Christ. If it is the Spirit of Christ, you'll want to take the lowest place. then you're filled with the spirit of Christ. But if you're still seeking the highest place, that's the spirit of Lucifer, the devil. He can make you speak in tongues, but he'll make you want the highest place. Let this attitude be in you which is in Christ Jesus. He came to earth in a cowshed and always taking the low place. He was born in he grew up in a town called Nazareth. Why was that? That was also planned from heaven. 30 years in Nazareth. Do you know that Nazareth had such a bad reputation that Nathanael said in John 1, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? That was a reputation that small little town had in Israel. Okay, something good can come out of Jerusalem or other places. Nazareth. Nothing good can come from there. Why did Jesus plan that he'll grow up in such a town? Why did Jesus plan that all through his life he'd be considered among the lowest of society? You know how there's a great desire among human beings to be considered big. In Kerala, people have the habit of having their house name as part of their name. Almost all Kerala people, the first letter of their initial will be house name. It's usually some unpronounceable name. But that is because that's supposed to be some big family or something like that. People ask me sometimes, you know, I'm from Kerala too. My family. I said, I'm from the family that got thrown out of Eden for sinning. I belong to that family. But Jesus came for people like us and saved me. Now I belong to his family. So I don't have any family name before my name. I got rid of all that. I have nothing to boast about. Like that song says, I'm only a sinner saved by grace. This is my story till the end of my life. To God be the glory. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. I often sing that to myself, you know. Many, many times. It's one of my favorite little choruses. Only a sinner saved by grace. This is my story. To God be the glory. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. I hope you sing that all your life. I'm not a sinner. I'm a sinner saved by grace. And I've been saved from an amazing number of sins by grace. So there's a difference between that and being just a sinner. So he says here to them in Luke chapter 22. Verse 27. Who is greater? The one who sits at the table? Or the one who serves? You know, if you ask anywhere in any country in the world, who is greater? The one who's sitting at a table or the one who's serving? You know the answer. The one who's sitting at the table. But he says, as for me, I'm the servant. Verse 27. I say, Lord, make me like you. Make me more like you, that I'll have that spirit all my life till my last day on earth. Who is greater? All the brothers and sisters. And I'm a servant.